Welcome back, LFU, to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And God, wasn't it dreaded on Tuesday night? I know, awful. Anyway, today's game, Sunday, we're in FA Cup action. We're staying away from the league for a week. And it's Norwich at home. So, before we get stuck into all of the pre-match conversation ahead of that, let's talk about Tuesday. Yeah. I mean, God. That just felt like a massacre. It just did not feel good whatsoever. And I'm starting to worry. I'm really starting to worry now for Leeds United. But before we talk more about that, let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
So, just come out of the ground, walking back to the station now. Leeds United 0, Sunderland 1. Going to sound like a sore loser saying this, but referee, awful performance. An awful game of football from both sides, really. I don't even think Sunderland were that good. They didn't deserve a 1-0 win. We didn't deserve to get anything out of it as well. But AO, they got their penalty after first sight... looked very harsh, but then watching the replays, yeah, okay, I guess it did. He did lean into the ball, so can't really complain too much. But nevertheless, it's an awful performance from Leeds United. It's really worrying how we have that sort of result in us at home as well, against what was arguably a second string Sunderland side who were just coming off a poor run of games. And we go and lose 1-0 like that. But fair play to Sunderland. You knew what they were doing from minute one. As soon as you saw Luke 09 on that bench, in that starting 11, you just knew how the game was going to be played. So it's a tough one to take. Really rough result. I'm losing hope in this Leeds United side right now, I can't lie. See what the fixtures bring us tomorrow, but I'm just starting to lose a bit of hope. That was a really, really poor performance. But let's just hope we can bounce back against Norwich. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, this is the problem. It's one of those where it's kind of just like, if this was a result away from home, I probably wouldn't be as worried because it's away from home. We're pretty crap away from home. But at home, at Elland Road, under the lights, which we've hyped up to be this great fortress that we've basically been unbeatable at, it's kind of rough to lose in that fashion, you know? Sunderland digging in. They did well. They played into the ref's hands. The ref gave them everything, so they had that help. But they did it well. They got the penalty. They won 1-0. Fair play to them. However, the Leeds United team, absolutely horrendous. Just a god-awful performance all round. Maybe bar one player. And that's what's kind of worrying me, because it's against Sunderland, like I just said in there. A poor run of form. Come on. We should be getting at least a point from that game, in the position we're in as well. Yes, we may have been 6 points clear of the relegation zone, but that's not safe. That's not sustainable. All it takes is one result, which has happened, and lo and behold, look at us. We're 3 points clear now. We're putting ourselves into a really sticky situation. And at the moment, I know this might be, lad, you're being reactionary. I just struggle to see how we stay up at the minute. If we continue to play like how we did against Sunderland, I know it's just one result. I'm just worrying about this Leeds side now. I feel like we could be on a bit of a downward spiral. It's just an extremely poor result to have going into the last 2 months of the season when it's getting to crunch time. But anyway, let's find out how the players really did in the Merv Awards. So, Merv Awards time. This is where we go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, that abomination, which was Sunderland at home. So, we'll go through every single player, rate them out of 10. But at the end of the season, we're adding up the scores. And whoever's got the most points is the Merv Award winner. So, let's crack on with it and get stuck in to the first player rating, which is, of course, Carl Darlow in goal. Awful for the penalty. should have saved the penalty, really. It was a very weak one that he managed to get a hand on, but somehow pushed it into the back of his own net. He didn't have a good game, really. He didn't have a lot to do. Apart from that penalty, there wasn't really a point where he was pulling out amazing saves. So I've given him a 5. I've given him a 5, just straight down the middle with him. 5. Moving on to Goodmanson. Terrible game. He was god-awful. Yes, there were some points where he was carrying the ball forwards well, but he just looked crap. One of his worst games for Leeds United. Giving him a 3. Joe Rodon, really, really, really out of character against these lot. Thought the strikers got bullied around a bit. The centre-backs just got bullied around a bit. Really, really struggled. I've given Rodon a 4. Pascal Strijk, too many loose passes. I've seen this a lot from him in years gone by. His passing just wasn't that great. His defending wasn't that great. He just looked extremely off it. Pascal Strike's been given a 3. James Justin, my man of the match. I thought he had a quality game. He was the best thing for Leeds United to come out that game. He had a cracking... He played well. He played really well. So I've given him a 7. Took that ball forwards loads. Every time we had an attack, it came through James Justin moving that ball up the pitch. So great stuff from him. Giving him a 7. Bogle, 4. Just didn't think he played that well. There was a couple moments where he was battling on that right-hand side, but just giving away too many fouls and stuff. Just really clumsy play from Bogle. So he gets a 4. Ethan Ampadu, easily probably his worst game I've seen him play in a Leeds United shirt. I can't really point out a time where Ethan Ampadu played that bad. And also the penalty. I was absolutely losing my mind inside Elland Road. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think it was a penalty. And when they sneakily replayed it on the board as well, I was shouting at it, but I couldn't really see it. Watched the replay afterwards. And if that was, like, say if that happened with Sunderland and we wanted the penalty, we'd be fuming if that wasn't given. So you can see why it was stupid from Ampadu. He shouldn't be moving his arm like that into the ball anyway. So I thought that was a bit daft. He had a crap game anyway, giving him a 3. Gruev, 4. Again, just didn't do a lot. You know, it wasn't the same Gruev that we've, you know, surprisingly seen in the past couple months where he's been brilliant. Just didn't have a good game. 4. Stack, 3. I don't think he completed a single set piece. I was getting excited before the game because Stack's been on quite an okay set piece from recently. It was like watching Mark Rocker again. It was genuinely like watching Mark Rocker take corners and free kicks again. It was crap. And we missed so many opportunities because of that. I've given him a 3. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, same with him, 3. Really struggled. Think he got bullied by Sunderland's centre-backs. They just didn't give him a sniff. He struggled at times as well. Just didn't have a great game. He gets a 3. Aronson gets a 4. Ran around a bit, battled a bit. Some okay footwork at times, but a lot of the time it was just Brendan Aronson being Brendan Aronson. So he's just been given a 4. Dan James came on. We'll move on to the subs now, sorry. Daniel James came on. Didn't really do a lot. I just don't think he looks that good anymore. He just doesn't look sharp. He just doesn't look strong enough. His pace is still there a bit. I've given him a 5. Nemecha, he gets a 4. Just came on, did not do anything. Like, just really didn't affect the game. And I was really wanting DCL and Nemecha to play up front with each other because I thought it was the type of game and I thought we just left it too late. But he didn't do a lot. Nemecha gets a 4. Beall, 5. Again, just came on, didn't do anything. Just for, like, the final set piece, I think it was. Pirro, 5. Just, again, same old. Just didn't do a lot. And same with Willie Nonto. I mean, he did some okay ball carries at points, but apart from that, nothing too amazing. So yeah, there we go, LFU. That's Sunderland. The Sunderland game looked back on, and we're going to forget about it because that was a horrible game, and it's put us into an awful position for this season, which I don't like at all. But anyway, let's crack on with it. You came here for the pre-match conversation for Norwich at home today. So do you know what? I'm going to give you it. Farke's presser. Let's start off with that. So what do we know? Injuries-wise, Okafor is the only player out, which is still a bit guttering. I was hoping maybe he could get back for this game, get some minutes into him so he's fresh and ready for the game next week. He doesn't want to risk players because his main focus is on staying up. He wants to get the points in the league rather than, you know, try and progress so far into the FA Cup, which is very wise from Fart, because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. I'd rather stay up than win the FA Cup. That's as simple as it is for me. He also went on to say, we need about 7 to 9 points to stay up, which is kind of achievable. The benchmark's 40. I think this season it's 40. The teams down there are just not too good, because they're pretty crap. Like, Spurs are crap, Nottingham Forest are crap, and West Ham aren't that good. I just think there's just going to be games where people are just getting results constantly. When Leeds United are on 40 points, that's when we're safe. So, yeah, maybe 7 to 9 points is the correct range from Daniel Fark. But that's what he all said in his presser. So, going off what we know from that, starting 11, let's roll with it. So, Perry in goal. Byram, Beal, Rodon, Bornau is my back four. Ampadu, Longstaff, Tanaka make up the midfield three, with a front three of Nonto, Nemecha, and James. And I think Daniel Fark will go for the exact same lineup. Good bit of rotation in there. Taking some players out. I'd put Ampadu back in there just because I think he needs to get his confidence up after that game. He had a very poor game against Sunderland, so I think he needs a good run out against Norwich. Get the ball pinging about a bit, and he should be flying. But now bring him in at right back just purely for substitution reasons. The same with Beal and Byram. Just rotation. Tanaka and Nonto and Longstaff, Nemecha and James, all the same with them. Just rotation. Let's not risk any of our main starting players. So let's crack on with the score prediction then. So what do I think it will be? FA Cup. I'm not too bothered about it, you know. Especially if we were still 6 points clear, I'd be a bit more like, yeah, let's go for it. You know, let's try and get something out of this game. I do still think we'll win. I don't think we're going to go into this and just turn over for Norwich. We're not going to do that. However, of course, I do want us to focus on the league more, because ultimately that's the be-all and end-all for Leeds. But today's game, we should beat these, and I think we need to beat them just so the team have that bit of confidence. I think it was like Derby, where we started getting them to a rough patch, or we might have just got battered by Arsenal or something. And we needed that game against Derby just to get the confidence back into the players, getting firing again. So I think today will be a 2-1 win for Leeds United, a 2-1 win against Norwich. We'll get into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, be one game away from Wembley, give us something to smile about, and hopefully it shoots confidence back into the players so they can tackle the rest of the season and stay up in the bloody Premier League. Right, you've heard enough of me there, LFU, haven't you? It's time for Dad to have his say in the wiser view.
Well, I'm don't know if I've recovered from the loss on Tuesday night. I think seeing that Fark is banned for 2 games, which is just insane, and the luck we've had with results going not necessarily all our way, but, you know, I suppose the Spurs defeat to Palace. Couldn't have asked really for anything more there. Are we going to be on the turn? Is it going to be a cup run that brings us our joy? I'll be honest, I'm not even sure I even care. It'll be great to see players like Dan James, Nonto start, get a good run. You know, let's get some legs out there of those attacking players that hopefully will be able to make that difference when the league kicks back in. Get a bit of form, get minutes out there, get them back to the best enhanced form they can get to, so we can just make a difference in these Premier League games now, because it's desperate how we need to score. And I just don't see, by sticking to what we've done in recent time in the Premier League, how we're going to score those goals. We're always going to concede. It almost feels unfixable that now we've got a defence that will concede. Whether it's a keeper problem, a defensive problem, midfield problem, I think it will be easier with the players we have to look at getting those lot fit and getting the attacking play sorted out. So I'd like to see that this Sunday. I'd like to see those, and hopefully that'll lead us. I'm going to go for it. A good, healthy 3-0 win minimum. I'm going to go 3-0. But I'm just contradicted myself because, yes, we will concede. It will be a 3-1 win.
So, 3-1 win from Dad. Fairly confident we'll get some goals. We're in the same camp. We just need to get firing again, get some goals, confidence back into the lads, and hopefully they can carry that over into the Premier League so we can get a decent run of form and just stray away from that relegation zone. Please, Leeds United. Please. Well, there we go, LFU. All done and dusted for today's pre-match talk ahead of Norwich at home in the FA Cup. Make sure to follow our socials, Lads Leeds, on Instagram and on X. It's the exact same handle. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun in Leeds. Go have some fun around Elland Road. Make a day of it. You know, we've had a pretty bad Tuesday night. FA Cup. Let's have some fun. Could get into the quarters. If you're staying at home, you're nice warm house. Off to the pub. Whatever you're doing, have a cracking time, LFU. I'll be back here for the next game. But for now, let's go into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup and whack some confidence into the boys. Come on, Leeds!